rte.ie/drama-on-1.
And now, In the Wings, a programme where artists talk about their work and their journey towards performance. Tonight, writer Isolde Fenton and actors Aoife Duffin, Patrick Ryan and Orla Fitzgerald talk about working on Isolde's play Chalk and Cheese. Joint winner of the 2024 PJ O'Connor Awards and next week's Drama on One.
My name is Isolde Fenton.
We are here recording my radio play Chalk and Cheese.
My name is Aoife Duffin. I play Cheese in Chalk and Cheese by Isolde Fenton.
My name is Patrick Ryan. I play the father in Chalk and Cheese.
My name is Orla Fitzgerald. I play the mum.
Chalk and Cheese follows the story of a young girl called Cheese as she navigates growing up with her autistic brother, Chalk.
It's about a young girl and a family dealing with a child who is autistic. And apart from her brother being autistic, it's about a young girl dealing with a new sibling coming into the house and the sort of rupture that that creates and how hard that can be for a child. And she's neglected and it causes her to be rebellious and act out in all sorts of ways.
The idea came from my own personal life growing up with autism in my family. I wrote Chalk and Cheese because I'd never seen the narrative of the person with the autistic sibling and growing up in that kind of environment in any form of media before. So I wanted to explore that perspective.
You get to tell the inside of what's going on as well. You know, you get the inside, as Cheese kind of talks about the inside out and outside in, the inside gets to come out, and you don't really get to do that in real life. And that's where the fun is, even if it's really dark and sort of messy, horrible stuff.
The father is a very decent man. I think that his first child, from the writing I can glean, that it mightn't have been a planned pregnancy, but I think he's stood up and been a man and taken on his role as a father. But he's also had a very good relationship with his wife. I think there's a very strong, probably physical bond first. Maybe that was the first thing that came, because the play starts out, as we go through the story, they meet in a nightclub. There's a little reference to the two of them hooking up. So it's kind of a lot of lust involved in the early stage of their relationship. But I think, you know, as things progress, that might peter out a little bit. I don't want to give away too much.
The mom is there sort of supporting all of Cheese's memories as she's going through her childhood.
I first wrote the play a few years ago when I was at the Geishi School of Acting. It was for my manifesto class. So I honestly, it kind of fell out of me. So the first draft of it only took maybe an hour to write. And then I think because I'm so passionate about the story, it really didn't take me very long to write the whole thing. I wrote it for stage first, and that whole performance was 25 minutes. And then when I adapted it for the radio play, that was very quick as well. So I think it's just an important story. When I first started writing, it was always with myself in mind as an actor. And then I think it's a real gift to be able to hand it over to the team here and have Aoife come in and just elevate it so much and hear what she gets from it. It's just it's really fascinating. It's the first time I've heard someone other than myself perform my work, and it's just lovely.
What draws you to a script or to work? I always find it a hard question to answer, because in terms of being given Shakespeare, that's always generally an easy one to answer, because the material is so good. The roles find you as well.
So when I got the script, I absolutely loved it, and I think you can always spot the good ones. And this certainly just really leaped out at me as a play that captured my imagination. And there's beautiful rhythm in it. And I think she's a very talented writer, Isolde Fenton.
I was very inspired by plays like Girl is a Half-Formed Thing and Disco Pigs to kind of write it in the unnatural abstract format. I think that's a really unique way to create content. And I like breaking the rules and deconstructing language and putting it back together to make something kind of poetic and mystical and fun, pretty much, yeah.
My earliest cultural memory is from about 1984. My mother's mother, my grandmother, Monica, brought me into the Bell Table Arts Centre in Limerick to see the Lambert Puppet Theatre Company. They brought Bosco to Limerick, and they also did Pinocchio. And I can remember going to the theatre with her and seeing all these other children, and I think I got a little drink and maybe some sweets or something, and then sitting in the darkness with her, and everything went black, and I was kind of scared. And then Bosco came on and it was just magical, you know. So that was my first time in a theatre. It was with my grandmother and being scared but mesmerised as well.
The panto, being brought to the panto and the excitement of it and just the sparkles and the magic into the Cork Opera House with your bag of sweets. And just that was for me just joyful, and seeing these magical people up on stage and you having your bag of Milky Moos and seeing Chan Maya and Billa and all the old greats. Yeah, that was probably my first experience of theatre for me.
In secondary school, I was a class clown in the sense that I would literally get up to the front of the class and do impersonations of the teachers, and people would gather around and listen to me. And when I think back on that, I'm like, okay, right, that makes sense. But yeah, the class clown.
I was a bit of a clown and a messer as well. As I got older, I became very clownish and messery, and kind of there were certain subjects, if I was interested in them or if I had a good teacher, I was very committed to them. But if I didn't, I didn't really give it that much attention. So I wasn't the worst, I wasn't the best, but I was definitely a messer as time went on. You know, a clown, absolute clown.
As a pupil, I'd say no, I would not have liked to have taught me. I mean, I wasn't what you call cheeky, but I really couldn't understand why I was being made sit at a desk. I wanted to be up. I wanted to be chatting to people. And I had this lovely geography teacher, Miss Glavin. My mother went to the parent teacher meeting and came home one day and said, "Miss Glavin said, yes, you're lovely, but she said, all she sees is the back of your head, Orla." I was just talking constantly.
What drives me creatively is telling stories. I think I come from a long line of storytellers, as most of us do in Ireland. My dad is probably the best storyteller I know. And I think it's important to keep the stories and lock them in and keep them for generations to come.
What used to drive me was probably the promise of lots of money and attention and fame. And I say that with a straight face. When a script comes along and you read it and you're getting emotionally involved, just the minute you start reading it and you start asking questions. And I always talk about when I was in primary school and the guidance counsellor sort of waved this leaflet for the acting course in Trinity and said, is anybody interested in maybe applying for this? And he was kind of as he was moving along to something else. And I went, my hand went up and I looked at my hand kind of like, oh, I guess my hand's going up. I don't even know why it's going up, but it's going up. And so it's that kind of cliche of it chooses you, you don't choose it.
I went to the Gaethje School of Acting from 2019 to 2021. And about 3 months into the beginning of the programme, COVID hit. And I think it was really interesting to see how people adapted and how we all tried to keep the art going and theatre going and music going and culture going. And, you know, it was kind of the one thing that there was just such a fire when everyone was in lockdown to keep theatre and all of that alive. And I think that really taught me that anything can change in a moment. And, you know, they might have to shut down things, but theatre will always keep going, and no matter what format or what medium.
That was writer Isolde Fenton and actors Aoife Duffin, Patrick Ryan and Orla Fitzgerald talking about working on Isolde's play Chalk and Cheese, joint winner of the 2024 PJ O'Connor Awards. The programme was assembled by Conor Dowling. The series producer of Drama on One is Kevin Reynolds.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on One.
Drama on One.